Good morning. We are Samach Tes, Hilchos Melicha, Sif Yud. Ovik Chavim, Shamash Abbas Yisrael, Venosan Habasa Bekadeira. If a goy who works, he's a worker in Jewish household, and he put meat in, and he put meat into the Kedera. the Peskim point out that obviously we're not talking about the case with this Bishul Akum. It's not the focus over here, but you know that the flame was lit already or whatever. And you have no idea whether he had salted meat, but you don't know if he did hadacha. If the non-Jew knows what's required in minhag Yisrael, same can al dvarav. We are samech. He says, yeah, of course I washed it off. Im hayasham Yisrael yotze v'nichnas o shum katan ben das. We're samech on his words if there was a Yisrael who's yotze v'nichnas, or even a katan ben das, because the heter over here, reason we're samech al dvarav according to the mechaber, is because of the fact that he is because of mirsas. Because if he's caught not following, the Jewish laws, and he's like, I'll just do what I want, whatever, he's gonna get fired, So he's afraid to do anything if it's yotzei v'nichnas. Even a katan ben das is enough to scare him, because the katan, katan doesn't have their manos. And we say that, if the cotton comes to he comes to his father and with Eidos, no, I saw he didn't do it, that's not going to work. He walks in once, he comes out and says, oh, he didn't do it, that we're not miming him. But a cotton ben das, who's cutting through the kitchen the whole time, and he understands that the meat has to be, you have to do a dacha on the meat. Nowadays, who knows? Who knows Hilchos Melicha? But that's how it was back then. Obviously, this can apply to any other, to other dinim as well. Some say over here, but since the hierarchy here, what the of the Nemanos is. No, but this could apply to other things as well, by other the dinim kashrus as well. We'll see in a second. Go v'chad minay usagi. The Ramah says that either you need that it's enough to go ahead. About having a sagi, you could have one Yisrael or katan, or mesiach lefitumo, or even mesiach lefitumo. Meaning either he knows minhag Yisrael or it's yotzei v'nichnas. The Rechaber only matters if it's both. He knows minhag Yisrael, and because of that he's afraid because people are going to see him. The Ramah says that we're more meikel, and Chavi Nayosagi, that's enough that Omir Sas, or that he knows that Minig Yisrael, so we can be samech on him. We don't automatically discount him. Obi Mesich Lefi Tumoi Shehedicho Yafe. He comes and comes, hey boss, I washed that meat off well, whatever, it's really clean. Oh, she Yisrael, Afilu Kota Yotze V'nichnas. We'll see. That's a machlokes about if some say if he knows Minig Yisrael, then Mesiach V'Tumah does not Neman, because if you say by Eidos Isha, some say in this situation, one of the Yisodos over here is that since the Dam is only the Rabbanon, that's why we're more Meikel. But the Raisas is different. But or Eidos Isha, the Isha meaning Iguna, we're also more Meikel by a Goy Mesiach V'Tumah, because it's a special kula, but the derises were not. So some say if he knows, so it's a reyasa b'seichel fitumo. Some say it's not in this situation. Shilu katan yotze v'nichnas de mirsas, and even if it's a katan going in and out, because he's mirsas whole v'yodei minig Yisrael, since he knows minig Yisrael, so he knows he's going to get caught. Miu imicha lo'avi kachavim shlo yadichu. So if he tells the guy, listen, don't do hadacha till I'm there, Whoever al dvarav, he says, you know, whatever, I don't care, and he does it anyway. Also, hachazina de'ino mirsas, en lis mechkam ken al dvarav. You see that he doesn't care, you know, I know what to do, don't tell me what to do, whatever. And then, in that case, we say that you know, he's not, you know, let's say Mashkiach comes in and tells the worker, you know, these are the rules of doing things, right? And he doesn't follow one of the rules, he can't trust anything. Because he's not Mirsa, so even if the Mashkiach is Yotze v'Nichnas, not to show Yotze v'Nichnas is, there's a bit of a discussion, if I remember, I didn't look into it now because it comes up, the actual simon of Yotze v'Nichnas is later, in the Hilchos HaNesach, but al chupanim, you know, the mirsas, you know, for example, in chutzar, it's a more makel idea. Yotzei v'nichnas. The point is, since he can come in any second, so he's afraid he's going to just pop in. So that's enough to be scared. Even if he shows up, you know, once a night, you know, the fact that he can, you know, walk in is enough. And sometimes Yotzei v'nichnas means literally that he's going in and out. We'll see what the shear is. We'll have to see. Again, like I said, a goy is not neman b'sich l'fitumo by deraisas. This is only since it's derabanan, so the Rama is somech on it. The mechaber is not. He dafka says only it's not b'sich l'fitumo. It's not neman in this case. Maybe because he knows b'nei Yisrael, so he's not neman. Some say that. Even according to the Mechaber in Neman, if he's not talking to the, you know, he's not talking to the guy, he overhears him in the, you know, he's talking to a different worker and he overhears, he says, yeah, and I washed it off and I did this. You know, he doesn't realize that he's being listened to, whatever that might be. Some say that's okay. The reason why it was interesting, the Paiski Brim, the Nobi Yehuda, Piskechuba, he said the reason why he's Neman, he'd be Neman according to the Ramah, is that because at least with the Rabbanim, where there is Verglain Ladavar, that he did it. If he knows the Minig, he knows his Mirsas, whatever it is, Verglain Ladavar, he did it. The Bakor is because we say, Kuf Pei Zayin, it says over there that by refuah we're somech on goyish doctors to tell us about Rada Machmas Tashmish, whether she is cured. Even there, since there it's also only the Rabbanon, it's a chumah de Rabbanon, it's a din de Rabbanon, we'll see in Hilchos Nida. And we mesich lefitumo, you know, and mirsas or whatever, we're somech on the doctor for an issa de Rabbanon. So he says, you see from there, there are some chayitzu de rabbanon reglaying the dover that there's a, you know, that, you know, whether it's because he's mirsas or whatever, sichafituma, whatever it is, or he knows the minig, so therefore that's enough. And Rabbi Yehuda says that even reglaying the dover, let's say you could tell that, whatever reason you could tell that some sort of umdana. That also supports, you know, the ne'emanus of a non-Jew. So, like I said, this is a yisod for a lot of hilchos kashrus and stuff, and whatever. We'll see more. It's going to come up again. We'll see more. Yud Aleph. And there's an interesting Taz talks about what if, you know, about a woman. Who she says, you know, I don't remember if I did. She cooked it. I don't remember if I did melicha or not, or I did hadacha. What do you do then? Can you eat the meat or you can't? So it's a machlokes shach and taz. The taz says, a lot of poskim agree with him that you can be makel because, you know, since Mrs. Hanashim Lumadam, you have muscle memory over here. It's such a normal thing, you know, in the kitchen for her to do hadacha. That we can assume, and it's also the Rabbanon, we can assume that she did it. the Kulus HaKesef is Cholik, and he says, what do you mean? He says, how could she forget such a, you know, such a big process? It's a big thing. The fact that she was Masulpik, it means that she probably didn't do it. Most posts, a lot of posts give her, go like the Tazen or Mekel and say that if it's something, since it's Derabanan, since it's something which she does usually, so therefore we can be samech on it. Yud Aleph. Basar shedizbashel below melicha tzarich shehe betavshil shishim keneged oisel basar v'azbut rakol. Meat which was cooked without melicha, then you need in the tavshil, you need shishim neged the whole basar, and then it's mutter. Agav yesh oisim oisel chaticha afilu b'dika shishim erech chaticha. Some say that chaticha is still osir. Why? So the Shach explains that even though we don't say that's up because of Chanan, Chaticha Nasis Nevela, that the Dam makes the whole piece ulcer. The issue over here, he says, and if it's Chanan, then you have to be Choshesh Shishi Neged the whole piece. It's not the Tam. He says, the reason it's ulcer. Is because when you start cooking, if it wasn't melicha, and you start cooking it, rechoshesh that maybe some of the dam that was left inside, because by melicha it takes out whatever dam it takes out, whatever's left is stuck in there and doesn't move. Rechoshesh that if you didn't do melicha, so if you didn't do melicha, then there is dam inside, and that dam is going to start coming out. And it's not gonna, and it's pirish imakum in the piece of meat, and then it stops. So that's gonna aser the piece of meat, but it doesn't make it aser for the whole pot. Hachinog im lo letzarach kegon chavod Shabbos or chavod Orchim again. We're choshish for the shita. As long as there's no tzarach gadol, hefsim ruba, whatever it is, the az yesh lisvay chadivrei mekilim divrei the mechaber, that everything is motor, the dam goes out completely with bishul and spreads out and is motor. Im nimlecha chaticha lo nimlecha karoi. Let's say you salted it, but it wasn't salted karoi. You salted one side, or you. Right. Okay. Well, that's whatever the case may be. You didn't do it. You didn't put enough salt. You put the wrong salt. Whatever. Dina ki yilo lo nimlecha klal. If it wasn't done properly, then we don't say, well, yeah, it was chetzi, whatever. It wasn't nimlecha, and therefore it's the same din that the piece comes also. Or that, right. Right, okay, that's the situation. Whatever, yeah, that's whatever the case may be. All right, we're going to see in a minute that meat which sat for 3 days without melicha, even afterwards you salted it, it doesn't make a difference. It does nothing. And again, you still need shishim kenegdo, because even though you salted it, it's kilu, it does nothing. We're going to see the din in a second. What's shagim liyamim, and what's the din? No, because the b'chaber holds that it's iser. Let's say you have a situation. You have treif meat. We'll see in Hichos Tarovos. That's batul b'shishim. The tam. So if it's again, this is we're talking about over here. Sorry, let's say my batul b'cholov. Talking about over here, which is it's the dam which answers. The question is, the piece of meat is not answer. It's not like neve. It's not like So the question is, it's right. It's key. Like we're gonna see the case in Sadi Beis about if tipas cholov then fell on a piece of basar and v'chule. So there's a shah of chanan, but here he said there's no chanan. And therefore, it's just we say the dam is spreads out throughout the whole pot, and therefore it becomes batel. right. Fine, you bays. Basta shashar gilon yomi me isa eis, bilo melicha, nisyabish dama vesaychoi, bilo yata oid aide melicha. Vein la melicha, vein la ochel bavusha, ela tsli. Meat which way, this is a tkanas agarinim, that meat which sat for 3 days, without 72 hours really, without melicha, the dam becomes dry, it becomes hard, it hardens inside, and it doesn't, and it's not, and it's too tough for salting to get it out. The only thing that's going to work is tzli, because tzli pulls everything out. But bishul, it's also levashel, even if you did melicha, like we saw before. The achar shetzalo lo yivashlenu, even after you roast it, you should not cook it. However, it's mutter, because we say don't cook it, because maybe again, because the dam is nikrash inside, so yeah, we're matri, but they tzliya, but and again, if it wasn't dam which isn't pirish is not usr, right? Dam which doesn't start moving around is not usr, right? We said you can eat a raw piece of meat before it's salted. But so Rosh Hashanah over here, even the tzli is not going to go ahead and do 100%, and the bishul is going to go ahead and make it move again, and so that's going to be usur. But the bishul mutter, because it's only again it's a chumra sagoinim on top of a chumra, it's a gaonim on top of that. The marshal is machmir even b'di'evid, that's aval pikein. The ma'isa, I think we're at more makel. Ein lasha is b'asa gimayoyim b'lo melicha. The chashin and shem yevashlu, and you shouldn't keep around meat for 3 days. Al dasi, you're gonna go ahead and roast it, because maybe you're gonna make a mistake and put it in your cholent, and that's gonna be a problem. And one of the rayas I saw in the Rosh Shulchan, it brings interesting raya. What's the tam of the takana? General takana. What's the tam? Is that we say he says, for example, by the case of Edus Isha, if someone dies and you're trying to identify the body, so after 3 days, is Yishtanet Tzurasa, like rigor mortis sets in, and even more, he says, because the dam is completely, everything dries up, the body dries up, so the face changes also, the parasuf changes, because the fluids in the body dries up. He says, who are they in here? That after 3 days, the fluids in the meat dry up completely, and so therefore, it becomes hard, and you can't get out the juice, the dam.
What's the roasting?
Roasting can get it out. Roasting is stronger than melicha. It's roasting stronger than melicha. It's just salting is not stronger than the what the goyin said is that melicha is not strong enough to pull that dam out. Tzliya is. You give them.
The meat dries out much completely jerky.
Oh, no, that's.
But
it doesn't dry. If you dehydrated.
Dehydrated the meat with the blood in it.
Yes, yeah, so, okay, also, it could be the similar.
Can you solder that?
I would just ask the question, if you just dehydrated meat and you eat it, it was never salted, it was never roasted, nothing.
No. Oh.
Well,
look, because it's heat.
It's
tzliya.
You
say it's no. If it's you dehydrated in an oven.
Just dehydrate and then eat it.
It's umtsa. If it's umtsa, if he didn't do anything without heat or whatever. I mean, if it doesn't rot, but if you put it, let's say in the desert or something, I don't know, whatever, it'll be okay. Saying it's umtsa. No. The problem is that considered bishul chama? I'm not sure. Even bishul chama. Well, temperature still might be a problem. It might be a problem. Your gimel. Ve'im sharo oisol b'mayin toch gimel yamin yochol hashayisa oishol shayamin. If in the meantime you soaked it to keep it hydrated within 3 days, Achayim. Then you have, it resets the clock of 3 days. Because you soaked it for Chatzi Shah, so then it's you start the clock then. Right, so the place can talk about hosing it down. The Rosh Shulchan, the Achronim talk about the Rosh Shulchan says the Makor says Enechnami. The Mechaber is mashma that hosing it down doesn't work. He says if you look in the Agur, the lashon of the Agur is Hadacha. It's curious why the Mechaber decided. The Sisif decided that's not enough. But he said that yes, the Chachila you shouldn't do that. But b'di'evid, Hadacha would be enough because that's the lashon of the Agur and Yesh Amilismoich and of course they have what's it called in Tells of the Shul where Feldman writes and he said they used to get a call from the truck driver with kosher meat saying Rabbi I need you to come bless the meat and so he'd have to go out in the middle of the night that was 3 days he had to go out in the middle of the night and hose down the meat. So that's what they use. I don't know if they still do. I don't know what they do nowadays. Yeah, and it could be they fly out or whatever. But al kapanim, that's the meaning of basar shenilach v'safek yenilach tov gimel mutter. Again, if it's a safek, then again it's a safek and a takana, which would actually has to be it's a real mamash, a real safek, and it could be it's only after the hefsid or whatever it is. So that would be the shaila that the place can discuss is what about frozen meat? Can you freeze it, the chachila, and does that stop the process? And then when you unfreeze it, then you can and you wait and then you start up the process of the 3 days. Does that stop it? A lot of place game, this is a shaila in Europe also. It wasn't just a shaila of freezers in the winter, right? In the cold Lithuanian winter, everything froze up. So Aruch Shulchan talks about it. He says to him it's pashut that when you freeze something, it says ke'evin, that it changes its form. And therefore being Zaraya from Machshiri and Trumas, different thing, whatever, Miklos. In Taharas it talks about if you freeze different things, it changes its status, it changes its din. So therefore he says that to him it's Pashut that if you freeze it at rock hard, then it stops the process and you can be samech on it.
Then when it defrosts, it restarts.
The Ramosha has a tshuva about it. Ramosha says in a chanami, it's what the Rosh Hashulchan says that Ami you're talking about tekanas going in also, so why be machmir? The Ramosha says why be machmir if you froze it and there's a svar of the hakel, so why what's the time lahachmir? So Ramosha says that in a chanami, if b'di'evid, you could be samech on the Aruch Hashulchan. You could be samech on the fact that it froze. B'di'evid, but l'chachila, a person shouldn't be samech, since there are chokim, a lot of chokim on the Aruch Hashulchan, and a lot of poskim, and it's a big machoike. So again, it comes to Isra v'heter, l'chachila, why samech on that? Obviously, if you can't get meat, there's different reasons, but don't just I'm just going to put it in my freezer, because there are those poskim who are achron who are cholik because they say that it doesn't get completely frozen and there's water on it and it's like kavush. He says okay, it's a chiddush, but since it's a machlokes, so he says l'chachila, don't set up your hechsher that way. If you can't get meat somewhere, I don't know. Depends. You need meat, don't need meat, whatever. That's these are all questions of what's considered b'di'evid. He says you shouldn't be samech on it, but b'di'evid it's fine. I know there was a discussion here, a place came here, generally machmir, it's also machokis here. The more mahadran hechshem, don't rely on freezing. I don't know if the mice nowadays, there was a time that they did bring in meat here, froze it, and bring it, and they still do. But al chupanim, it's set up a to set up a a hechsher chachila that way, you shouldn't do that. You know, and the tzarech, what the tzarech is, you can't get kosher meat, whatever. Anyway, we'll stop here.